And of course, we mustn't forget Phoenix Symphony and the incredible legacy that she has left us there. Louise Kerr was on the board of directors from the beginning in 1947 until about the time she passed away in 77. So what is that, 30 years on the board of directors of Phoenix Symphony? And at one point, they needed to qualify for a Ford Foundation grant, which were very sought after by young orchestras during that time. And Louise Kerr put up one of her own pieces of land as collateral. And I can tell a similar story about the Phoenix Chamber Music Society. When Louise Kerr passed away, or maybe shortly before she passed away, she made absolutely certain that the Phoenix Chamber Music Society was going to live on through a large donation of land in Paradise Valley, which was connected originally to her artist's colony and to the home in Scottsdale. It's close to Scottsdale Road and Lincoln. It was that whole big corner by Camelback Mountain on the east side. So she gave this piece of land to the Phoenix Chamber Music Society when she passed away. They sold it, made $1 million, and fortunately had the wisdom to bank the money so they don't have to fundraise like the rest of the arts organizations. They use the interest to put on a whole series of amazing chamber music concerts with top-notch string quartets and chamber music groups.